Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:20 Greenwich Mean Time. Well, there's only one word to describe markets today, and that is volatile. You've had pretty much across equities and commodities in particular, really quite large moves, which to one extent or another have been retraced, particularly in those industrial metals. You saw quite a large sell-off. Say, looking at zinc right now. It's sold down to 21.15 earlier on in the day, but it rallied right back up to 22.30. So you're getting quite a little bit of a bit of tail on some of those industrial metals. The same does not apply, however, to the precious metals. Palladium is currently down $10, platinum is down 30, gold is down about 10, and silver is down 26 cents. So quite a stiff reaction there. On some of these precious metals. I was just looking actually at the ratio between gold and the Philadelphia Gold and Silver Index, and that is at really right at the bottom of the range. I think the multiple is about four, and it's rallying from there. What that tells us is that the shares are more than likely going to underperform the metal in the foreseeable future. Generally, what that you'll find that chart. It's the very first chart when you look at the relative chart section in the chart library, and you'll see that it ranges between about 4 and 8, and 6 is about the median. Well, quite obviously, that's very tautological. Sorry, but what it is showing is that you're getting quite a stiff rally from at the bottom of the range there, and it's reasonably reliable to expect that we could see it go right back up to the top of the range, which means that for the foreseeable future, you are going to see these gold stocks underperform the base metal. Given the fact that they're both correcting, it's just telling us that, as we've mentioned here before, that the gold stocks are like a derivative on the metal. So they are higher beta. So we are looking really at very much a correction or a corrective phase here in the precious metals. Now, because OPEC came out today and said that they were going to maintain their production quotas, oil sold off quite sharply to begin with. It was down more than $2 at one point. It's rallied off the lows. The low was at 59.25. It's at 59.85 right now. So down still nearly $2. Natural gas down about 13 cents, and gasoline, which had been down, I think about $3 or $4, has rallied back up. It's only down 40 cents right now. So again, very volatile markets in the energy sector. But the oil in particular, this really is quite a large move. It doesn't really tell us an awful lot because this has been quite a choppy market of late. I'm just pulling the chart up right now. Support should start coming in around 57, between $55 and $57, although we really would need an upward dynamic to signal anything more than really a brief pause at these levels. So that's certainly one to keep an eye on. Natural gas has lost a lot of its volatility, and it does look like the worst of the decline has occurred at this point. Now moving on to the equity markets. And equity markets, particularly in Europe, again, they started out the day really quite weak, but closed relatively well. That is, apart from the DAX. Take an example like the S&P MIB in Italy. At one point, that was down over 450 points, but closed the day down 157. So really, quite a lot of tail on that market, and it's very much the same across many of these others. The DAX, though, closed at the bottom of its really at the bottom of the range on the day, down 60, nearly 66 points, or 1.15%. What this is really showing us is that we're definitely in more of a corrective phase here. Particularly on some of these European markets, the reactions we've seen so far are about the same size, more or less. As the reactions we saw in January. So any further declines really does tell us that this is a much more serious reaction. So definitely something to keep an eye on, and If you are holding for the long term, this could be really quite a bit of a white knuckle ride. The US markets today are really pretty dull there. The S&P is down just under 2 points, the Dow Jones down just under 9 points, and the Nasdaq down 6 points. Again, that's only halfway through the day there, and I think the bulk of the trading gets done in the afternoon in the US, so that there's not really a whole pile to say about what's happening in the US now, other than that this is looking much more like a corrective phase in the US. They are looking at the Dow. The Dow broke above that 11,000 level, failed to maintain it, sitting right underneath it now. It does need to break above that and maintain it, and then start to move up again before you could really have any confidence in these markets right now. Just pulling up the Nasdaq now as well, because the Nasdaq has been a bellwether for many people, but that's sitting on 1656 right now, the Nasdaq 100. You'd expect a little bit of support to be coming in around 1650. That's where lows have been in February and in the end of December, early January. So if we see a fall from there, because this market hasn't been trending over the last 2 or 3 years, but we've really seen a massive loss of momentum. There are levels within levels, so people will be looking at various support levels. But what we do need is to see an upper dynamic, and there's no sign of that happening just yet. So we wouldn't have a reason to change our outlook until we see an upward dynamic in some of these leading stock markets. Looking at the bond markets, Treasuries, they found that support around 110 yesterday, which wasn't particularly surprising, but it needed some follow-through today, and we haven't had that. It's currently sitting at 110.21, down 2 ticks. So that's not particularly encouraging, and I think that the support that I found around 110 is not really going to provide anything more than a brief respite. So again, you would need to see an upward dynamic in Treasuries. I think it's probably unlikely we're going to see it, and I think really the best game in town at the moment is shorting bonds. The bunds are down 31 points. They're at 118.19, and I think the JGBs rallied because you have that Bank of Japan meeting tomorrow, and I think the fear that the Bank of Japan is going to raise rates tomorrow has subsided a little bit. So you are seeing a little bit strong or a little bit of more strength in the JGBs. I really think that that is probably going to be quite brief and is going to provide quite a good opportunity for shorting in the coming days or weeks. Probably not weeks, I would say probably within the next week, but certainly we're going to see evidence of that in the charts should it happen. But that's pretty much it for me. There isn't an awful lot to say about currencies. The euro is pretty steady in here today. Same with the yen, and those are the two really big games in town. Just looking at the euro, it's up 32 points after that really whopping big downward dynamic yesterday. Again, we're not going to see a whole pile of trending here, I suspect. The dollar index again had that big upward move yesterday. It's looking at 91. But unless we see a lot, a real consensus view that we're going to see more than two or three rate increases in the US, there's a lot of bearish factors looking at the US dollar, and without really the belief that we're going to see a progression of further interest rate hikes, I really can't see this breaking out of this sort of basing formation. I think this really is very difficult to trade. New Zealand dollar had two really quite huge dynamics in the last couple of days, and is very much forming that overall topping pattern. It's rallied a little bit in here today, which is hardly surprising, but certainly hasn't countermanded those downward dynamics. And I think that is probably what's been supporting the New Zealand stock market recently. You had the good upward move yesterday, downwards in the New Zealand dollar. So we're seeing the weakness in the currency helping the stock markets. However, I don't think that's going to last. I don't think that the New Zealand stock markets are going to be able to hold up if the rest of the world is correcting. I really doubt whether that's a safe haven. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all we can help you out with, or any way that we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact us. And thank you for your time.